I just call it a bathroom.
And how's the heat circulated in the house in the winter? What different ways is
it? Well, forced air heating. You know, you'd have a central fan and ducts that run to every room in the house, and the fan just blows the hot air into all the rooms.
What about for air conditioning?
Same thing. Same fan. At least in my house.
What kinds of stoves and furnaces and other heating equipment do people have?
Well, mostly the older houses just have individual little gas heaters in each room. Horribly dangerous. Now most of the houses have a central gas heating system. You don't see many furnaces in the old sense of the word. You know, where you'd put coal in it, mm-hmm. and there'd be this great big thing with ducts running in a basement. You don't see many of those. I've seen some.
Mm-hmm. Just in the real old houses?
Yeah. Well, no, not in real old houses. In houses that were built in the 20s, say, these kind of great big stucco houses that are raised and have a basement.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when they put furnaces in.
What do you call the houses that maybe that came up around the factory someplace, you know, really cheap houses, but one would be built right next to the other, maybe...
Row houses.
Hmm?
Row houses.
Okay. And what do you call a house that's, or building that's got several apartments in it?
Well, an apartment house.
And what if the people living there actually own their own apartment and have a common interest in the halls and the ground? You call it a...
condominium.
Did you ever hear that called a condo?
Yeah, I've heard that.
How have you heard that used?
In places where the, you know, we have so few of those here, it's not a very popular form of ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I think in big cities where you have a lot of them, I've heard that used.
You've heard them called?
Condos, yeah.
What would you call an apartment that takes up a whole floor of a building?
I don't know.
Do you ever hear flat?
Yeah, I was going to say flat, but I didn't really know that whether that would be it or not.
What about, a lot of times there'll be someone who's connected with the apartment who's supposed to come and fix some busted sinks or, you know, change the light bulb, you know, just do any little minor things like that.
Or a handyman, and sometimes, I've heard the word super.
Mm-hmm. Is that very common?
No, I don't think it's very common here.
Where do you associate that with?
Oh, someplace like New York or Chicago, big apartment houses.
What about someone who gets rent free for living in the apartment and listening to complaints and, you know, helping to show people apartments and so forth?
Custodian, manager.
Okay. And you'd say, if you didn't know where someone was born, you might ask, where does he
live?
Or where does he, what from?
Where does he come from?
Okay. And say if you wanted to go to a movie, you'd ask, what time does the movie
start?
Or another way of saying that.
Begin?
You'd say, it must have already
started or begun.
Okay, and 10 minutes ago it
began.
And you'd say it was so cold that the pipes
froze.
And
burst.
Hmm?
Burst.
Okay. You'd say, I was going to wrap them, but they'd already
burst.
Because the water had
frozen.
And if it gets much colder, the pipes will
burst or freeze.
Okay. What if you had just a thin coating of ice on the lake? You'd say, last night it, or on a